in very good shape. I can't hit very many high notes, so y'all pray for us.
Yes, I look to him for everything. He'll be a Him I can always depend. For I know whatever I need, that's just what He is. He's my everything tonight. Amen. He's everything that I need. Thank God. Thanks for loving me, for you have set my spirit free. Now I'm not what I used to be. So thank you, Lord, for loving me. I said thanks for loving me. For you have set my spirit free. Now I'm not what I used to be. So thank you, Lord, for loving me. When the love was returned, you kept right on blessing me. When I did not deserve, you've been the dearest friend that anyone could be. And I'll say thank you, Lord, for loving me. And I'll say thanks for loving me. For you have set my spirit free. Now I'm not what I used to be. So thank you, Lord, for loving me. My empty heart was heavy, and no one even cared. My life was full of misery that no one else would share. My spirit was in prison, and I couldn't find the key till you opened up my life by loving me. And I'll say thanks for loving me. For you have set my spirit free. Now I'm not what I used to be. So thank you, Lord, for loving me. You kept right on loving when no love was returned. You kept right on blessing me when I did not deserve. You've been the dearest friend that anyone could be. And I'll say thank you, Lord, for loving me. I'll say thanks for loving me. For you have set my spirit free. Now I'm not what I used to be. So thank you, Lord, for loving me. My empty heart was heavy, and no one even cared. My life was full of misery, and no one else would share. My spirit was in prison, and I couldn't find the key till you opened up my life by loving me. And I'll say thanks for loving me. For you have set my spirit free. Now I'm not what I used to be. So thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank God. Aren't you glad tonight that He loved you? He loved you when you were unlovable. You might say, how could I, as sweet as I am, be unlovable? Man, glory to God. You know what? He loved us enough to die for us while we were yet sinners. Sinners against Him. Amen. Contrary to Him. Amen. He loved me. He loved me enough to change me. Glory to God. He loved me enough to change me, to get me out of the mess that I was in. Amen. Set me free. Amen. Opened the prison cell. Broke every fetter, every chain. Thank God. That's why tonight, amen, whom the Son hath made free, He is free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know what? A prisoner set free, he's excited. He's happy.
Glory to God. Amen. He's on the run. I said he's on the run. I've escaped. I'm escapee. Glory to God. Amen. I don't care who you tell, I'm an escapee tonight. I belong in sin's prison. That's where I came from. But let me let you in on a secret. Amen. I like that song said, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. And I've got Jesus on my side. And I'm running for my life. How long are you going to run? I'll tell you how long I'm going to run, Brother Sonny, until I cross that border. And I said, until I cross that border. When I make it through those pearly gates, I can stop and look around, stick my tongue out the devil and say, ha ha, I made it. You can't come where I'm at. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. But you know what? We got no time to stop until we cross that border. Amen. That borderline where the devil cannot go. Glory to God. We're running a race. And only one wins the prize. And that's the one that finishes, amen, at the finishing line. They don't have to be the swiftest. They don't have to be the smartest. They just got to endure to the end. The same, Brother Christie, shall be saved. Amen. So good to be here tonight. And so glad to have my wife here with us tonight. I was here solo last time. Amen. But I'm glad to have my wife here. She stayed home last time trying to keep our daughter at home and not run away and get married and all that kind of stuff. But it didn't work. Amen. Glory to God. Some say that I was a pitiful shape. I don't believe that. Amen. Glory to God. You might think I'm in pitiful shape this week. Amen. After we got that, what'd you say, empty nest syndrome? Glory to God. I hope it don't affect my preaching any. Glory. Amen. But I'm glad for what the Lord has done in our lives. Life is full of changes. Some people don't like change. Now, I don't necessarily like certain changes, but sometimes it has to be. And Brother Sonny, with the changes, we've got to cope with it. We've got to deal with it. We can't let it hinder us. We can't let it get us down. We've got to go on. Life continues. Amen. Until God calls us home. There's be a tomorrow if the Lord don't come for us. Amen. You know what? I'm living for tomorrow. Amen. I'm living for today. And thank God there might be yet more changes. Amen. In life. But I'm glad I'm serving a God that changes not. He stayed the same. Brother Christie talked about around 30 some years. I was thinking while he said that, I've been saved, I guess this year, 35 years. 35 years. Glory to God. You know what? God's the same today as He was 35 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? I've seen people change. My friends, some of them have changed. But God stayed the same. He's still faithful. He still loves me. I said He fell in love with me. Glory to God. And I love Him because He first loved me. Thank God. It's good to be here tonight and looking for the Lord to do great things. If God's still sitting on the throne, anything can happen. Amen. Even the impossible can happen if God is still sitting on the throne. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Reading tonight in the book of St. Luke chapter 21. Let us begin reading at verse 25. So glad for everyone here tonight, all of our visitors, all the home folk. We're glad you're here. And this is my Father's house. And he said, my Father's house shall be called a house of prayer. Amen. And you know what? Everybody should feel welcome in my Father's house. Amen. It don't matter, amen, where you've been. What matters is where you're at right now. Glory to God. Where you can be tomorrow. Yeah. Amen. Thank God. Amen. The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 15. Or rather, verse 25. Could we all stand for the reading of God's Word? And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to focus on verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Then look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. For a few minutes tonight, I'd like to preach on a sky full of promises. A sky full of promises. Amen. It matters what direction you look toward. Amen. Somebody said they had to look up to see bottom. That's pretty low, wasn't it? Right. Glory to God. I don't feel like I'm that low tonight. There have been times when I've been discouraged. I felt like, amen, how am I going to make it through another day? But you know what? The Lord's never failed me. The Lord has never let me down. Amen. But God has always tried to encourage us. He even placed in there in one place, he said, comfort one another with these words. He knew that at the end of time that things are going to be harder. He knew that things are going to be changing. And you know what? He gave us some confirmation, amen, to hold on a little longer. I believe that God came by the tent of Abraham, Sister Roe, right before that Isaac was born, just to give him a little word of encouragement. He told him within the time of life, you're going to be holding a son. He was somewhere around 99 years old, maybe crossing over to 100. And Sarah was 90. And Sarah laughed behind the tent door. A laugh that she denied. But you know what they call their son? Laughter. God keeps His promise. Are you listening to me tonight? There's an old song that says, the way the land is laying, I think I'll be safe in saying that over the next hill, we're going to be home. Here we find tonight that Jesus said, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Distress of nations, amen, and upon the earth, distress of nations and perplexity, the sea roaring and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. Jesus gave us a little insight. And in His day, you know what? We still have them today. There are those, Brother David, that look for signs. They look for signs. They even scoff at the Lord's coming. They said, where is the sign of His coming? Do you know what? There's only one sign given. Amen. In Christ's day. He said, this generation looketh for a sign, and there shall be no sign given except for the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days, 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. And he even told the nobleman when that came that day, he said, except you see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Do you know what tonight? I don't have to have signs to believe. I'm a believer in God's Word. I'm a believer, amen, that God's promises are real. Thank God. And you know what? I don't have to have, amen, a sign to believe. It was even given a sign by the angel, said, ye shall see the babe wrapped in swaddling. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. But oh, you know what? He gave us a few signs here. But you know what? I don't need signs to believe. I see the signs because I believe. Hallelujah. Because I believe. You know what, Brother Daly? I can look around and every sign that I see is a sign pointing to the soon coming of the Lord. Thank God. Amen. I don't have to look further than the house of God to see the signs that the Lord is soon coming. Amen. Empty pews. Amen. People that used to worship God that were on their way to heaven, anointed and blessed, are no longer with us. That's a sign to me. Amen. That the Lord's return is very soon. Thank God. And you know what? You might say, Brother Cantor, when I look around and see those I used to worship with not with us any longer, when I see all the empty pews that I can remember years ago when we had revival, amen, you had to get there, amen, be the first one to even find a good seat. But today you can come in at 9 o'clock and find a front row all to yourself. But you know what? These things don't discourage me. I said, they disturb me, but they don't discourage me. They don't make me want to give up, Brother Sonny, and quit. You know why? I'm too close to home. I'm too near home. Thank God to turn around and go back now. If they want to quit, let them quit. If they want to give up, let them give up. But you know what? I want to keep holding on. I want to keep running this race. I want to finish, and I want to see what lies at the end for me. How are we looking today? It was Lester Roloff that said two men looked through prison bars. One saw mud. The other saw stars. Which direction are you looking? Don Rich preached a message some years ago on what did the little chicken see. He took the message from a cartoon strip of a little chicken hatching out of an egg. When he hatched out of that egg, he had a telescope. He extended it out and began to look all around him, Brother Daly. He looked before him. All he seen was sin and sorrow and pain and misery. Looked to the right. All he seen was heartache and tears and sorrow. Looked to the left. It was no different. Looked behind him. There was nothing, amen, any different than what he seen to the right or left or even in front of him. Next scene, he climbed back into that shell of that egg and took the top of it, put it back over. How many times do we feel like crawling back in our shell, taking the top, amen, and putting it over us? But let me let you in on a little secret tonight. There's one direction that little chicken failed to look, and that was to look up. To look up. When you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. My friend, we're close. Amen. We've almost made it. Don't give up now. It don't matter who quits. It don't matter what happens. Amen. Hold on a little longer. We'll make it through after a while. Amen. You know what, God? God has given us, the Bible said, so great and precious promises. That all the promises in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. My, what promises? I mean, a book full of promises. But you know what? You can lay this book upon a shelf and never read it. You can lay this book, amen, on the floor or in a room and never touch it. But God don't put His promises in low places. God has elevation for His promises. He puts His promises way up high. There's a song that says, standing on the promises of Christ my King. Do you know what? If you're standing on the promises, you're as high as you can get. Hallelujah. And there's places, amen, that I've traveled, Sister Roe, where we're going up a mountain and you see a little green sign on the side of the road, tells you the elevation. And the further you get, the higher you get. Glory to God. Amen. You know what? I like, amen, getting up higher and higher and higher. Amen. Down in New Orleans just a few years ago, Hurricane Katrina come through. And you know what? It almost washed it all away. Amen. Can you imagine, amen, New Orleans being below sea level? Can you imagine living, amen, spiritually below sea level? That ain't the place I want to be. Knowing, amen, if it did come a flood, amen, Brother Christie, that we're going to be washed out. And it was washed out. But you know what they did? Amen, after all the destruction, they began to rebuild it back in the same old sinkhole. Are you listening to me? You know why they wanted to rebuild it? It was a cesspool of sin. They had all their gambling casinos. They had all their prostitutes. Amen. Houses. They had all the places of sin and degradation. But oh, my friend, tonight, I don't want to live below sea level. I don't want to live on a lower plane. But take me up a little bit higher. Amen. Lift me up above the shadows. Plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up above the clouds, Lord, where the pure sunshine is found, where no evil thing can touch me. Over on the shining side, lift me up above the shadows. Let me evermore abide. God told Noah, build an ark. Gave him the dimensions, gave him the plan. All Noah had to do was put forth the effort and work. Amen. Noah built a massive boat. And you know what? The way that boat was built has been used by shipmasters down through the years. It was a pattern. Glory to God. And God made that boat seaworthy. Are you listening to me? Noah didn't build a Titanic that on its maiden voyage was going to sink by just an ice cube. Are you listening to me? Amen. The Titanic sunk. But you know what? Noah's Ark made it. Whew, hallelujah. But you know what they're saying today? I heard on the radio just the other day, Sister O, somebody's wanting to build a second Titanic. I'd be afraid to build amen, to even ride on the first maiden voyage. Glory to God, of a second Titanic. But thank God tonight, I'm sheltered. Amen, not in Noah's Ark, but thank God I'm sheltered in that Ark, amen, that Jesus is. Amen. Thank God I've entered into His side. And you know what? Thank God there is an upper window. I like that upper window, Brother Christie. You know what it does? It allows me to look upward, to look upward. I don't necessarily have to see, amen, all the destruction down below me. But when I open that upper window, let me look up. Like the song, amen, the Cook sung years ago, still the storms may come, but fear not, for Noah, I am nigh, and through that upper window, you'll see me standing by. God saw Noah through. And after all the flood, after all the destruction, God told Noah, He said, I'm going to make a covenant between me and you, between me and your children, and your children's children. And you know what? He said, I'm going to make a covenant between me and every generation. That when a storm passes over, when a storm passes through, after that storm has gone away, you can look up and you can see the promise right in the sky. You'll see my bow that I'm going to put in the cloud, Brother Christie. You know what? Noah saw the very first rainbow. And you know what? I've seen many rainbows in my lifetime. How many this tonight has never seen a rainbow? Aren't you glad, amen, that you have seen the very promise God gave Noah many years ago? Hallelujah. Amen. God's promise is still true. God said, it'll never be again that I'll destroy the earth with water. And you know what? There's been floods. There's been tsunamis. There's been all these things that have taken place, but the earth has never been destroyed with water again. The highest mountain has never been covered by water again. Lift me up above the shadows. Plant my feet on higher ground. I'm glad that I can see God's promise in the sky. His sky is full of promises. Hallelujah. Oh, after storms in my life, Sister O, storms, I thought, you know what? If it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't have made it. But God has promised He's never going to send a storm that's going to destroy me. Never. I've weathered many a storm. Can you imagine that storm that Paul and all those on that ship were on? He said, we did not see the moon, the stars, the sun for many days. They did not appear. He said, after all this, he said, you know what? We gave up hope. All hope was taken away. I'm glad tonight I don't have to lose hope. I can look up and I can say, Lord, you kept your promise. And thank God, all the promises of God, you've not broken one. Not one word of all His good promise has ever failed. I'm glad, amen, then in the storms of life, God has given us a promise. And you know what? You need to look up to see that promise. And thank God, to stand on the promises of God, He'll pick you up above the clouds of fear, doubt, and all these things that will discourage you. You know what? You look up. You got to look up for blessings. You can't just have your head bowed down, looking down, and be like an ostrich, put your head in the sand to ever see the blessings of the Lord. The Bible said that the blessings of God maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow to it. He said every good gift and every perfect gift, you know where it comes from? It don't come from Santa Claus. And it don't come from the government. Forget that. Amen. Glory to God. But the Bible said every good and every perfect gift cometh down from above. Amen. If you want to see, amen, a good and perfect gift, look up. It's coming down. Amen. It cometh down from the Father of lights, whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. My friend, God stays the same, and God is steadfast and sure. He's faithful tonight. He's faithful. I'm glad for the rain that we've been getting. Although, you know what? I don't necessarily like to see day after day of clouds and shadows. Sometimes, amen, it kind of dampens my spirit. But after many days of clouds and just dreariness, Brother Daly, when I look up and see that little patch of blue sky, it lifts my spirit. You know what that tells me? Those clouds ain't going to hang on much longer. They're going to leave here. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, all the clouds of fear and doubt, amen, discouragement, they're leaving here if you'll just look up. Look up. They're going to pass away. They're going to go. They're going to disappear. Hallelujah. But you know what? There's been times, Sister Rowe, that there's been a drought right in my life, right in the church. There's been times, amen, that we've looked for rain and there was none. It says in the book of Jeremiah, is there any among the Gentiles that can bring rain? Do you know of anybody, amen, that's able to cause it to rain in the time that we need rain? I know of none. I don't know of any Indians, amen, that could do a rain dance and really succeed at it. Because I'll only know one that's able to send us the rain. You know what? He can send us the rain, Sister O, in His season. We find over here in the book of Zechariah. Amen. I believe it's chapter 10 and verse 1. It says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain, every one grass in the field. Thank God. You know what? You know how revival comes? Sister Rose said, I couldn't carry enough of the Holy Ghost in my briefcase to give us a revival. He's too heavy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If I could, I'd bring two briefcases up here and say, we're going to have a two-week revival. Glory to God. That don't work that way. But I know how it does work. When there haven't been any rain for a long time. The Bible said here, amen. It says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessing. That's a promise. There shall be showers of blessing. But it says in the book of Zechariah 10, verse 1, ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord will send bright clouds. Woo, hallelujah. I'm not looking for dark clouds. I'm looking for bright clouds that'll bring rain, that'll bring the blessings. I'm looking up unto one that'll send, amen, every good and every perfect gift down from above. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? If we have revival here this week, I'll guarantee you what will happen. Somebody's going to ask for rain. I'm not talking about outside. I like this song says, it's raining on the inside. Come on in the house. You know what? Too many people's got their umbrellas out, afraid they're going to get a little wet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? When you haven't had rain in a long time, you don't care about getting wet. You don't care about getting soaked. You don't care about your hair. Amen. Glory to God. It'll dry. Yeah, it'll dry. Glory to God. Let another drought come. Your hair will get real dry if you got any left. Mine's getting thinner all the time. Glory to God. Have to spread it out more. Amen. A lot of people joke me about my hair. I don't know why. Glory to God. Amen. They talk about it, amen, getting gray as young as I am. Yeah. Amen. One person said, you know why you haven't changed and ever since I met you. Glory to God. I've been gray-headed then. I was gray-headed now. But at least it's still holding on. Glory to God. How long? I don't know. But so far, so good. Amen. But you know what? When you've had a drought, hey, it don't matter. Glory to God. Let that rain fall between those, amen, hairs that let it down to the scalp. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? If you was a desert land, you'd be like a desert. Amen. Reaching your hands up saying, Lord, send the rain. Send the rain. You know what? Looking around us and seeing people get discouraged, seeing people quitting, seeing people throw in the towel. It's about time for somebody to start praying, Lord, send the rain. Lord, send the showers. Oh, we need more than just a mercy drop. We need the showers of blessing. That's what we're pleading for. God, we've got to have a revival. We've got to have a move of God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what this area would be like if there was no rain for 3 years and 6 months? You know what? I don't think that's ever been in your lifetime, has it? Amen. I mean, I seen a winter this past winter I've never seen before. We didn't have much snow at all. Glory to God, I've never seen it like that. Sure, I've seen it even warm in December, but I've seen it cold and frigid in January and February. But you know what? We have not seen much snow at all. That's really different. That's not normal. But can you imagine what this place right here would be like, Brother Daly, if we had no rain for 3 years and 6 months? You don't have to worry about mowing your yard. You won't have to worry about raking leaves. Matter of fact, you only have a tree's got a blade of green on it. All the green will be gone. Everything will be dry. Everything will be dead. All the wells will be run dry. People be complaining because, you know what? Amen. They have no water. Amen. The city would say, amen, you cannot sprinkle. Well, ain't no use sprinkling your lawn. Ain't going to do no good. Amen. You won't have enough water to sprinkle it. But Elijah prayed that it would not rain. And it did not rain for the space of 3 years and 6 months. Everything was dry, dead, barren. But you know why Elijah did that? To get the people's attention. Turn them back to God. That's what we need, Brother Sonny. Even though we may have to suffer a little bit, you know what we need? Something so, how could I put it? Something so out of the ordinary that I get the attention of the backslider. That I get the attention of the sinner. That I get the attention of this whole world and turn their eyes back to God. It did. And when the people said, "The Lord, He is the God," that was enough. Elijah said, "I hear the sound of abundance of rain." He heard it before he ever saw it. Thank God. He went back upon Mount Carmel, fell down on his knees, put his head between his knees, and prayed again. He told his servant, "Go out, look out over the sea, and tell me what you find." I can imagine that sea being lower than it's ever been. That servant went and looked and came back with the report, "I don't see nothing." You know what Elijah did? Kept praying. Kept praying. He said, "Go back again 7 times. Every time he come back, you know what? It's the same report. Ain't nothing there. Nothing's changed. I mean, don't look like you're getting no headway this time. Oh, yeah, you prayed that it stopped and God ain't going to start it again." Oh. If that man prayed it stopped, that man can pray it start again. He prayed again. And when that servant went up that last time, came back, he said, "I don't know what you're looking for, but I see a little cloud likened to a man's hand, and it's coming up out of the sea." And Elijah said, "Go tell Ahab, don't let the rain hinder him." And I like this part right here. This is what I like to focus on. In the meanwhile. In the meanwhile, church, how much do we believe? Amen. If God would give us just a little sign, would you get up and say, "Hey, church, amen, revival's on the way. Hey, church, we're going to see a turnaround. Hey, church, God is going to move for us." And in the meanwhile, the clouds begin to fill the sky. The wind begin to blow. And God sent a long-awaited rain. In the meanwhile. In the meanwhile. Glory to God. Here we're starting revival on Wednesday night. Amen. You know what could happen between now and Sunday? In the meanwhile. In the meanwhile. Woo! Hallelujah. That's what could happen between now and Sunday. In the meanwhile. Oh, thank God. Oh. They had to look up to see the rain coming. I'm glad that God's sky is full of promises. I said God puts His promises in this. You got to look up. You got to be encouraged. You got to lift up your head for your redemption. It draweth nigh. I'm looking for a promise that's not happened yet. But I believe, Brother Daly, it's going to happen. Just as well as every promise God made in this book. Amen. There's not been one that's ever failed. And I don't think God's going to fail yet. Amen. We read in the book of Acts chapter 1, I believe beginning in verse 9, we read about how that Jesus was received into heaven in a cloud. And you know what? When He was received in heaven in a cloud, there was two angels that stood there and said, "Why look ye up in the heavens? Why gaze ye into the heavens? For the same Jesus that you see go away." You know what? He's coming again. He's coming again in like manner as you see Him go away. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for what Titus said in Titus 2 verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that blessed hope. Thank God I'm lifting up my head. I'm looking up for my redemption drawing nigh. thinking about a man by the name of Enoch. We read in the book of Jude, verse 14, verse 15. Amen, Enoch. There's not much been said about Enoch, but Enoch was a prophet. The Bible said Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch was a type and a shadow of the translated saints, those that's going to be raptured. You know what some people fall out with? They used to. They fall out with you, amen, if you mention rapture, because rapture is not found in the Word of God. I know the word rapture is not found in the Word of God. But the Bible said, He Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up to meet the Lord. And that's the same thing as rapture. Amen. Call it what you want to. There's coming a day when Jesus is coming back for the church. And thank God, we're going to leave here in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. I'm looking for that blessed hope. I said I'm looking for that blessed hope. But you know what? Enoch was a type and a shadow of the translated saints, of those that are raptured. He's a type of the church. And you know what? He left from here before the flood ever came. Before God poured out all that water upon the earth and destroyed everything. Amen. You know what? Enoch left here. He didn't go by the way of death. He met the Lord in there. Hallelujah. And that's what we're going to do. Amen. Glory to God. I believe we're so close, Brother Daly. I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I'm looking for one in the sky. Hallelujah. I'm looking for that blessed hope. Hallelujah. And I believe we're that close, that we can look up and lift up our heads. You know why? He's almost here. I said He's almost here. But Enoch talked about seeing the Lord coming back. He's seen the Lord coming back with 10,000s of His saints. But it goes on to say, Sister Rowe, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds. We find here that Enoch saw the Lord coming back to punish the earth, to execute judgment upon those that live ungodly. But you know what? I'm glad He's not appointed me under wrath, but to obtain salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Just as well as Noah was spared, amen. Just as well as Lot was led out, amen, before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. I believe the church is going to leave here any day now, any moment now, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That blessed hope is going to overtake us. And thank God, I want to be looking up, for my Lord is coming back again. It says in the book of Amos, chapter 5, I believe it is, Amos, Amos chapter 5, verse 18. It says, Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into a house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? No, glory to God, I'm not looking for the day of the Lord, but I'm looking for the rapture of the church. I'm looking like Enoch did, walking with God. That's what I want to do. And that's how he got out of here, while walking with God every day. Hallelujah. And Enoch escaped death, and he escaped the wrath of God. And I believe, amen, that's what the church is going to do. Some say, well, I'll catch the second load. I don't know if there's going to be a second load. I ain't got no guarantee of no second load. But one thing I do know, He's coming back for those that are ready. And I want to be ready when He comes back again. Don't you? What will the day of the Lord be for you? Are you looking for the day of the Lord, or are you looking for the rapture of the church? If you're really looking for the rapture of the church, you know what? You're preparing. You're preparing for that day. That day will not take you unaware. But thank God, He's only coming back after those that are ready. They'll go with Him into the wedding. Amen. And I want to be ready. Amen. How many want to be ready tonight? You know what? We can. And thank God, it's not a day. It's not a dreaded day. It's not a fearful day. But it's a blessed hope. Thank God. And it's a day that we can look up to lift up our eyes, to lift up our head, Brother Christie, for our redemption draweth nigh. When you see these things begin to come to pass, you know what? I'm seeing these things begin to come to pass. Amen. I ain't going to see the end of it, but thank God I'm going to look up. I'm going to lift up my head, for my redemption is drawing nigh. Could we stand tonight? So my wife comes, gives us a song. The song says, "Went up on the clouds of heaven, Christ shall come to earth again. Will the world be glad to see Him when our Lord shall come again? They'll be singing, they'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, there'll be weeping, they'll be praying when our Lord shall come again." You know what? Church, that's what we're living for. That's what we should be longing for. Groaning, the whole earth, all creation groaneth for that day. And we even groan in ourselves, being desired to be clothed upon with that house from heaven. Thank God. We're that close. We're that close. And looking around, you know what that tells me? That we're so close that I don't want to give up. I don't want to quit. Sure, I like to be one of those that help rescue them before Jesus does come. But you know what? Just because they quit, I have no desire to. Just because they slack up, I have no desire to. Hey, I see the finish line just ahead. And seeing that finishing line, Brother Sonny, you know what? I need to run harder. I need to give it all I got. My last mile, it depends upon my eternity. Thank God. It don't matter what I've done in the past, amen, as long as that's forgiven. But what really matters is the last mile of the way, how I've lived for God and finished up. You can live for God 30 years and just in the last mile quit on God and lose it all. But I don't want to lose it all. Brother Sonny, I've come too far. I've come too far to look back. My feet have walked through the valleys. I've climbed mountain, cross rivers, desert places I've known. And I'm nearing the home shore. I said, I'm nearing the home shore. I hear the saints all rejoicing. Heaven's angels are singing. I've come too far to look back. If there's any sign in your heart and life of quitting, giving up, you need to reconsider. You're too close to turn back now. Even, amen, not looking back, making yourself unfit for the kingdom of God. You have no time for that now. You need to look forward. Look forward. The things, Brother Sonny, that are taking place in our government, they don't discourage me. Yes, they disturb me. Amen. They disturb me. But they don't make me want to quit and give up. When our president has just acknowledged that he is for same-sex marriages, and that's the policy he's going to stand on with Vice President Biden. You know what that tells me? Jesus is soon to come.
Right.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up. And I'm going to lift up my head. For my redemption, it draweth nigh. Glory to God. I don't know what's going to happen in the next election. Glory to God. I'm concerned, yes. Especially if I'm going to stay here a while. But if I ain't going to be here, it don't really matter. And you know what? We may be gone before there will be ever another president. That's how close, amen, the coming of the Lord really is. I don't know the day and I don't know the hour. But you know what? By the way the land is laying, by the signs that I see, and I don't believe that because of the signs. But thank God I see the signs because I believe. Thank God. And what I see tells me the end is right at hand. Glory to God. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Tonight, this altar's open. Church, church, if we ever have revival, don't count on it 5 years from now. Don't even count on it a year from now. If you really want revival, if God really wants to send revival, amen, you know what? We better have it now. If we want to see our loved ones come in, let's don't count on it 10 years from now. We better be praying for it now. Amen. Because our Lord is soon to come. Ready or not, He's not going to wait on anybody. He ain't going to wait on my loved ones to get in. He ain't going to wait on your loved ones to get in. Amen. When He comes, you know what? You better be ready, and I better be ready, and the church better be ready. But we're leaving here in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Tonight, this altar's open. Church, we need to really pray for rain. Ask for rain. Lord, give us rain in the latter rain. Oh, in the season. Oh, it's a season of drought. It's a season, amen. We need a spiritual blessing from heaven. Woo, Lord. Ask for rain in the time of the latter rain. We're living in that day. And the church needs to start asking for rain. Asking for rain. Asking for rain. Go see what you find. Don't give up. Keep on praying. Tonight, this altar's open. All the can and will. Let's find a place to pray. Church, we need to pray for a move of God. Not just a series of services. Not just, amen, just a real good feel, good feeling. We need, amen, to be changed and stirred. We need, amen, to be moved, amen, closer to God. God bless you is my prayer tonight.
a blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Round to us now a refreshing, come and now honor
us. Oh,
the Lord's in